Hi, I'm Kendra Corman, the host of Imperfect Marketing. If you're a solopreneur, small business owner, or marketer, you know marketing is far from a perfect science. And that's why this podcast is called Imperfect Marketing. Here you will hear from marketing experts and successful business owners about their marketing tips and, of course, their lessons learned along the way. Hello and welcome back to another episode of Imperfect Marketing. I'm your host, Kendra Corman. I'm coming to you today with another candid conversation about the twists and turns of marketing and life. Today, I'm delving into a topic that's a bit raw, a bit close to the heart, my mistakes and the learning opportunities that they present. So I need to stop right here. The fact that I said delving means that AI wrote that. So I did. I could have edited it, but I wanted you to hear it. Delve and ethos are two words that AI loves to give me when I ask it to help me step up the content a little bit to have some more energy and more excitement. Anyway, if you're a fan of the personality assessments, you might be familiar with DISC. I'm an ID. That's influence and dominance. I am a party waiting for a place to happen who's going to make decisions with a snap, right? And my husband, Byron, is CS, which is compliance and steadiness. He often reminds me that moving fast can mean missing details. He is super detailed. He can analyze and analyze. And he says that in times of war, we as a pair are unbeatable because we know our strengths. We stay in our lanes and we play off each other. We are amazing. And by war, I don't mean actual war, but like a crisis that needs handled or any real situation that needs dealt with. We are an unstoppable pair. And I love that about us. But making decisions and moving forward all the time, as quickly as I do, isn't always good. But as long as you're learning and adjusting, that's really all that matters. So let's go over some of my mistakes. We're just going to do 2024 because if we go further past that, I'm going to run out of time for this show. All right. Mistake number one, my newsletter overhaul. So I introduced a 3-2-1 reflection style email newsletter. 3 marketing insights, 2 action items, and 1 question to ponder. I thought it was brilliant. It's this format that my boss at Rochester University, where I'm adjunct faculty, had introduced me to. And we use it for my student reflections in the class so that every week they're able to reflect and sort of come up with their own kind of journal. I thought it was brilliant. My readers, not so much. Click rates, down. Podcast stats, down. Too much content, too many choices. I think it just overwhelmed them. The formatting probably could have been a little bit better. It just wasn't as engaging. It wasn't as easy to read. I was sort of hoping that they were going to embrace and enjoy these little snippets and go to pick and choose what they wanted to read more about. Not so much. So after 8 weeks, a little bit shorter than my usual test period, I knew it was time for a change. So back to the drawing board I went, and I came out again with another story-driven format that's going to resonate much better, and it is resonating much better. I know that stories sell. I know that stories work. I moved away from it because a lot of my audience are looking for those quick little tidbits and insights. But it wasn't nurturing them enough. It was giving them too many things to choose from, and they weren't doing any of it. Okay. Next up was my January podcast bootcamp fiasco. And fiasco is probably a great word for it. So picture this. I'm under the weather, sick as a dog, tired, sleeping in, going to bed early, taking NyQuil and some Advil cold and sinus or something. I was juggling a million things with the sickness. And I sent out ads on Facebook with links to the last July's landing page. Talk about a baseball moment, right? I couldn't believe I did it. Was it preventable? 100%. It boiled down to me not double checking. It's one of the perils of the D in my DISC profile. But I believe that we can learn from everything that we do. So I took action. I now have Carol, a virtual assistant who is a godsend. She is keeping me on track and challenging me to be better. The thing about both of these learnings is they're not problems. They're golden tickets, right? It's a golden ticket. It's a golden opportunity to refine your processes, build new ones, understand your flaws, and address them head on. It's about seizing the opportunity that's going to turn a whoops into a win, which is really important. Every time I say whoop, my husband goes, "What happened?" And usually it means I dropped something. But anyway, usually in the kitchen, out of the fridge. But what's cooking in your business kitchen, right? Let's use that analogy and keep going thing. What's burning? What's not tasting right that has too much garlic or too much pepper? Although I think Byron, my husband, would say that there's never too much garlic or pepper in anything. My word for the year has been discipline. And discipline means bringing in reinforcements when you need them, which is exactly what I did. It's about recognizing what you can handle, what you can't handle, and what you simply don't want to. It's about discipline, not just sticking to the plan, but knowing when to change it. So as I close today's episode, I want you to think about your own missteps, not with regret, but look at it from the eye of a strategist. Look at it as an opportunity to grow, to excel, to change. I'd love to hear how you're learning and growing. So be sure to let me know, because we can all learn from each other so we don't repeat each other's own mistakes. But again, nothing bad happened. Nobody died because of my little mistakes. They were learning moments. They were opportunities for me to get better. See ya on the flip side. Okay, that's AI again. I'm just like, it's adding in 1990s high school phrasing. Oh, okay, well, anyway, have a great rest of your day. I will see you next time on another episode of Imperfect Marketing. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Imperfect Marketing. Be sure to subscribe and visit kendracorman.com/imperfectmarketing to view the show notes of all my podcast episodes. See you next week, same time, same place.